ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। सो इन आवर गॉडली मुरली टुडे इन आवर क्लास व्हेन वी ऑल सिट एज स्टूडेंट्स टुगेदर वी हर्ड द ब्यूटिफुल लेसन एंड दैट ब्यूटिफुल लेसन वॉज ऑफ मैं और मेरा। यू रिमेम्बर, मैं और मेरा। मैं मीन्स हु, मैं मीन्स हु, मैं हु, आई मीन्स हु, सोल, ओके गुड, एंड मेरा माइन इज बाबा, सोल एंड सुप्रीम सोल, राइट, एंड वेयर आर द एक्शंस एंड रोल्स टू प्ले फॉर दैट। I and my Baba, no action. Fine? Is good? I point of light, Baba point of light, no conversation of actions at all. Enjoy, right? Is it like that in reality? No? But then why not main, mera and karma? I, my Baba plus activity. You see, मैं और मेरा बाबा, I and my बाबा, you know, when I came in the beginning to Baba, that is, I was introduced to Brahma Kumaris and set up this whole body of knowledge. At the time when I recognized Baba, I was so happy. Oh great, this is my father and me. Now I do not need anything in the world, do not need to talk to anybody. Do not need to meet anybody, because this is my Baba, ultimate goal, God, ultimate goal, and Him I have found, finish. And when I saw everybody in Brahma Kumaris running here and there, talking a lot about knowledge, doing this or that, I thought they have not understood God. God has come, that's it. Sit down, look at Him. Finish. And I really at that time felt there is nothing else in the world to be done than just to sit in front of God and see Him. This is what is or was for me the very plain, simple definition of spirituality. Whole concept of yoga was, this is me. And this is my companion, my father. And this is what is being Rajyogi. And when even people would run to kitchen to eat, I would think they have not understood God. When they would run to explain somewhere, whole leg, I thought they have, why they are running? God is just here, just be with Him. And then I was exposed to, first, according to drama, I was exposed to who is God. This was a fortune. I met Baba in Sakar, that is corporeal body when Baba came. And then I was exposed to God's wisdom, God's knowledge. That is Murli. The whole concept of spirituality being revealed by God Himself. And then when I heard from that wisdom that He teaches us, the one who is my Baba, whom I just want to see and just appreciate and sing the song of love, that my Baba is teaching four subjects. Not this just one subject, you and me and love. Four. Gyan and yoga and dharana, inculcation of the divinity, and service, karma. And when in that conscious state, when I met Baba personally, the very first thing which Baba asked me, what do you do? And I was very happy because I don't do anything. I just see Baba, talk to Baba. And otherwise I was studying in the last year of my Delhi University, Faculty of Science, Zoology, And then I said, Baba, Baba, I study. And you see what he told me? He said, do double study and do service. So the one whom I love, one with whom I want to be day and night, he is saying me, engage in activity. Engage in service. And of course it was not so clear at the time because hardly I heard any murlis or the whole depth of knowledge. But why I'm sharing this before we start actual conversation on this topic, that every soul has got its role, is that importance of the activities or the responsibilities or duties of the personal commitment type. Not just general, okay, we are all social servers and we just want to do good things. We want to do good things, it's one thing. But in that we, my personal commitment is to what and to what extent is what is called the practical spiritual wisdom. Because Baba, God, the identity of God, personality of God, also is revealed to us first of all in the form of mother and father. And mother and father itself, you know, this relation means role. And role means certain kind of expected behavior from that personality. If I know this is my mother and father, or this person is playing the role of my mother and father, I would certainly expect this, or that from my mother. This is what is role. And this behavior is expected with different society, within different society, to different extent, but still mother-father means definite care, definite sustenance, definite protection. Isn't it? So, therefore, in order to understand God and all His relations with us, God plays the role in corporeal form. He Himself comes and plays the role so that we can understand Him. If God would not come and not play any role, how I will come to know that He is my Father? So what Baba has done as my Father? Baba, first of all, created the yagya, that is home for the soul, for the growth of the soul, for development of the soul. Yagya is not ordinary physical venue. It's a space for spiritual growth of the soul. Of course, this whole hall can be used for any purpose, but we use it because it is the hall in the yagya, for the yagya, of the yagya. We use it for spiritual growth. So when I came, Baba gave me this family. Baba gave me this kind of atmosphere. And this kind of atmosphere attracted me to be here. So how could Baba create this without becoming father? So therefore actions, roles, duties, responsibilities, or in one word, common word, karma, is not contradictory to spiritual experiences. We can't say this is physical, karma is physical, and spiritual world is different. So we have to stop karma and sit in bhatti all the time. No. In the outside world also, people try to go into the experience of God, you know, either through nature, you know, animal worlds or sceneries. Why? Because they believe God is creator. So the creator is not visible, but creation is visible. So his act of creation reflects his personality. They think so. Those who believe him as the source of everything on earth, so why they love nature so much? Because they don't see that as nature. But in nature, they see the Father, the Creator, the Source, God. And being with the nature, taking care for the nature, by taking care of the animals, they think they are respecting God, loving God. And that too is not in contradiction with the spiritual wisdom. It's also right. Because if you love the creation, you indirectly love the Creator. Even if you do not know Him as He is. Because by knowing God as He is, you will have many other attainments just apart from feeling that you should love the nature. And those people who do not see God as creator, as, you know, other people see God as creator of everything, every particle, every atom, but at least they believe that God is absolute good, absolute good, absolute positive, absolute pure. And they try to feel God or seek the experience of God through goodness in people. Because they think Supreme Soul or God, He is absolutely good. So the whole creation on the earth, humanity on the earth, definitely combined together will reflect His goodness. So they try to dedicate their life in the social service. By seeing good in you, by seeing good in you, by seeing in good in you, by serving you, I will regain or discover my spirituality. This is how they approach. But still, unless I come to know the clear wisdom about the purpose of my being here, which is called as my role, my karma here, I won't be able to satisfy in this connection, okay, why I am here. So this why I am here had been the constant query arising in the mind of all seekers, those who came from, tired from the household or the responsibility, chaos in relationships, dissatisfaction due to personality, conflict or sanskars. So how we understand what's our purpose? You know, when Baba finds us, the very first realization Baba gives us is, you are a soul. But when comes that this is me, but what I am a soul, but what I am, who I am a soul, but what I am, then Baba starts giving a big list of titles. You are a lotus soul, which is called titles of self-respect, right? You are Holy Swan. What lotus does? Lotus creates the beauty, shows the, sets the example of that mud is not an excuse, the rubbish is not an excuse for you to behave ugly. You can be as beautiful, as shining, as brilliant, even amongst the extreme adversities. That is why lotus is there. So again, this is the same thing, you see. The nature exists silently, defining certain parameters of for human conduct or human behavior too. But we stopped observing the nature. Lotus existed since centuries, but we stopped observing, and then God has to come and descend and tell me, you know, you are a lotus. You are a soul. But how to describe my role? So He helps me that act, perform, interact like lotus. And then He gives me another title. You are Holy Swan, right? You are an angel. And how we remember angel? Why do we remember angel? How we depict angels? We always depict them as the being of light, form of light. So, as a point, I do not have limbs. As a point, okay? I point, you point, we both are sitting together. Enjoy it as long as it goes. But angel is my extension of my duties, angelic form. It means be conscious of your form of limbs, hands and face. And through that, you have to perform your acts by remaining light. And also at the same time, angel is always shown flying, doing and flying, not doing and then, well, you know, I did this much for you, and now what about you? Expectations, you know. Angel does and flies. And human beings, they did, and now they are waiting and seeing, okay, what's the response? Isn't it? Which is called the form of conduct when I understand what I have to do, but I am not so good enough to not to expect as something as a return of that action. So then Baba has to remind me, you are a soul and you are in this human body, but you are Farishta. Main Farishta hoon. I am Farishta. Means do and disappear. And evaporate. Do and fly. Because if you do otherwise, then you will spend your energy which you gained through right karma in looking, in expecting, in measuring, in discussing and in demanding, and you cannot do other next act as angel. So by giving these titles of self-respect, Baba indirectly tells us what we are and how we are expected to be on the earth now. Because when we came here on the earth in the beginning, in the golden age, we were 100 degree, absolute pure, 100 degree pure. And we fell gradually from that degree of goodness, that absolute degree of positivity through karma, through action. Because action means expenditure. Subtle action of thinking and physical actions of speaking or engaging in certain daily routines, that is an expenditure. So by spending little, and then spending more, we came down to the ladder of purity and perfection. So coming down was through action, so ascending too has to be through actions. So once I'm very nicely convinced with the importance of activity, you know, because in the middle of the cycle, we lost the faith in karma and in interactions and relation, and we tend to distance ourselves from any unideal relationship or discomfort of the physical environment. We went to the jungles, we went to the caves. Isn't it? Why we went? Because we lost faith in happiness through relationship. We thought we will get that happiness when we will be alone. So the very first need for Baba was that we should regain that faith. We should regain. So therefore Baba introduced in our study 4 subjects. Gyan, who am I? Whose am I? And then connecting. And then doing actions with this particular code of conduct, dharana, which is called divinity. And that has just one complete small definition. Dharana means just one thing, that whatever you do should be done in this position. Which is this position? This is the position of giving, donating, sharing, you know? Ever donor, constant donor. So he had set this norm because you are the children. You are a soul and you are a child of ocean of love, ocean of attainments. So you too have to constantly engage in giving. And that would be called service. Isn't it? So Baba, and then question starts coming, okay, giving to whom, how much, how often, how frequent? These questions, you know, when I start asking myself, okay, I have to give knowledge. Okay, to how many? And how many hours? You remember yourself asking these questions when course, we go under course, the very first thing we ask, okay, how many days the course will last? And when service comes, okay, we have to serve through mind, through body, through resources, through words. We ask question, okay, how much I have to give? You remember this? How many of you, when you came to know that we have to serve through facilities, through resources which we have, and you ask this question, raise hand, how much, you know? So then Baba told, children, you have to serve the whole world. No question. How many? No. You have to serve the whole world. And how much I have how much I am supposed to give? What Baba told? Everything. Everything you have to use. What are Baba's words? Everything you have to use in worthwhile way, mind, body, resources, contacts, relation, for benefit of the world. So when he is including everything and everyone, can question come for me, what's my role? You know, what's my role? You have to serve the whole world, you know. So why such questions come now and then amongst, you know, the like-minded people? You know, this group of like-minded people are called as Brahmins. Brahmins are those who have understood that it is the time when I am not going to fall anymore. It's the time to transform into a perfect deity and create the deity world for all of us, for me. Yes, this is Brahmin's definition. The one who understands Shiva Baba has descended in the ordinary body and is giving the wisdom for the creation of the new world. So if we few Brahmins live together, act together, and suddenly someone starts asking, why you have not done this, or starts saying, why you didn't do that, this is your duty, and I say, no, this is your duty, not my duty, you know. When I came here at 11 o'clock, I just was invited inside, and I came for the class, and for the class, because we are more in number, and therefore mic is needed, and if mic is to be given, a person is needed who will come and put the mic, right? So the person who gave the mic is Brother Sanjay. So Brother Sanjay's role is, duty is to give the microphone, right? But what he did, he invited me and said, please, you first drink this very cold sugar cane juice and then go for a class. So is it his duty to give me the sugar cane juice? No. But still he did this because he remembers at the same time that this is my sister, this is Didi, I am brother, and brother, whenever it's hot, he can definitely offer water or any cold drink which is available. Right? Will he say that, oh, it's not my duty to bother such things. My duty is to put just microphone. Understand? So who gave him duty to give juice? Who gave him duty? No one. Then how he did that duty? From where he came to know of that? From where he came to know of that? From mind. And how the mind got trained for that? Why your mind didn't think like that? Sanskars. But we all have sanskars. Why not everyone sanskar? So here comes the revelation that mind can give you, offer you any amount of variations of feelings. It can be a variety of negative feelings. It can be the big Himalaya of positivity also. But both depends upon education. I have to educate my mind. I don't use the word train the mind, because that again seems that some technique or, but I educate, and our education is everyday morning Murli. And in everyday Murli, God reminds me, He reminds me of my permanent identity. So my first and foremost identity is, I am a soul, human being, being in the human body, and each and every one is a soul, my brother and sister. So role comes out from, or emerges from, understanding of the role emerges from the consciousness. At any particular time, in which consciousness I am, will tell me what role I need to play. But why so quickly for some souls this turns into chaos or conflict. Who is who and who is supposed to do what? Why at all? So it happens because Baba once told in the Murli, children, the whole play, you know, in the beginning there was a beautiful song, Zindagi ka khel, haste haste kheli, play the game of life happily, laughing, smiling. But whenever we are not able to play that role, Baba says the reason is that your intellect is not able to choose right consciousness. The appropriate smriti. So this whole play is of smriti and vismriti. So if you chose something which you were supposed to discard, understand? You were supposed to discard this smriti, this consciousness, but instead that you chose it for your action, there will be conflict of roles. For example, there are many, you know, who work as firemen, right? What do? Wherever there is fire, they extinguish the fire. So any fireman is not necessarily and certainly is not just fireman. He is brother of someone, he is husband of someone, he is son of someone. So when fire breaks in any venue, it's fine. He goes and simply finishes the fire. But if the fire is in the home where his own family is there, so now who he is? He's fireman first or husband first or father first? Who is he? Who is he? So now this is all the play of consciousness, which will dictate the parameters or norms for my activity. How I have to act. You know, in most of the society, the personal gains would be put secondary to social gains, social benefit. That firemen should first, you know, protect all other people and only then think of his own family, isn't it? Most of the societies and nations and countries would agree to that norm. And similarly, there is a person, now we all are brothers and sisters, at least this much you all agree? We are all brothers and sisters. Yes, no? You know, you are not speaking happily, you know. How can we brothers and sisters? Because I don't even know the name of the sister who is sitting behind me. Eh? Yes, we are all brothers and sisters. Can you speak these sweet words of commitment of this relationship in sound? We are brothers and sisters. Right? We are children of one father. Okay. In the morning, Murli, we all were listening what our father says to us. Right? And now we are sitting like that. Sister cannot teach other sisters, brothers, right? But now there is one teacher and others are sisters and brothers. So if I start thinking, no, I'm not going to listen to anybody because we are all brothers and sisters, I have heard father, that's sufficient for me. It's not the role of brothers and sisters to teach. Only God can teach, right? Om Shanti, I will go and sit down in silence somewhere. No. Right or not right. It's not wrong also, right? You see, you can't put... So these are the places where we understand it's not wrong. Yes, no brothers and sisters can teach us truth. They are just repeating what teacher has told. Supreme Father has told, they are just emphasizing additionally, because most of the time in the day we are engaged in physical activities, so it is not bad to sit down and revise the truth. When there is falsehood all around, it's fine, but the disparity comes when we assume some responsibilities within the family. There are 6-7 Brahmins or 6-7 members in a family or at a service place, and certainly according to Baba's system or any organizational setup means there is one who is always at the position of senior or head or main or supervisor, whatever name you give. Baba says instruments. Nimit. All are instruments, but the instrument responsible for center. Now 6-7 persons listening this, if they behave in the manner that whatever they do not love to see the clock, the watch. They are doing and then just stand and then talk. And then again, they start little bit and then just sit with another person and talk and have a cup of tea 4 times in a day. And then who has to assume the role of showing the clock? Who? Somebody has to do that, right? So ultimately, the one who is responsible for the center has to do this unpleasant task. Because Baba says be sweet, and if someone, I am talking with great happiness and very friendly with other, you know, servers, and supervisor comes and says me, well, it's already 30 minutes, you are drinking a cup of tea and talking, I can digest it or accept it 1 time, 2 time, 3 time, and 4th time what happens? That as soon as I see that person, I run from there. I don't even want to see that person. So we just, you know, become like that. So ultimately, that supervisor may come to the stage of inner conflict, that what's happening to my Brahman life? I'm supposed to be so good for all. And I'm good for all, but those who are serving with me, when I try to, you know, expect from them the speed or quality of the task, they run from me. Isn't it? So what is my role? Do I have to just sit down and smile and just be, you know, candid, very candid, candy-like personality, and then center won't work? So what is my role? They say, oh, this person will always come with a clock and say, just this person. And that person is very good. That person is so sweet, you know. They will start even comparing you and giving you the title. This one is strict. This one is sweet. That one is like that. So what is my role? I stuck in that conflict and start asking from Baba, Baba, am I wrong or right? You say center should progress. You say service should progress. But see, Baba, service children, they don't do the things as they should be done. Understand? So, first kind of thing was, when I know my task, I have no question regarding my task, but their question comes of priority. I have to save people in the society from fire first, or I have to save someone of my relative. In this case, what is my role? This question comes when both are my roles. all are my brothers and sisters. I have to be good with them, but at the same time, I am organizational head. I am senior, or I am supervisor. I am expected from my heads or my seniors or my administrative heads a particular result. Isn't it? Any organization is open to produce a certain amount of result. And if I do not create that, my integrity will be put under question. Are you sleeping at the center? No courses are going on, no cleaning is going on, no toilets are being cooked. But if I start running behind the people to get it done in right time, they see towards me as someone very demanding and someone very strict. So what is my role? Right? Or sometime other one can see me, who are you to say this to us? Who are you? So here, Baba demonstrates us, because the things for which I have light, enough understanding, enough clarity, what should be done, but I lack power to do that, those things Baba teach me by demonstrating. Knowledge He gives, but when I am not able to implement that knowledge and or to attach it to my personal commitment, then Baba demonstrates it. Baba shows through His super sensuous joy, through His happiness, through His stability, through His strength, that you have to be absolutely true in your effort. Even if you have to work with the arms, with the cooperative souls, or you have to work with them, as Baba is with us, Baba is also working with us, using us. We are His arms. We are not doing everything. We are not doing enough. So thousands of the people in the world, seeing our task or observing us since long, comment or might comment, "Oh, Brahma Kumaris, since last 80 years you had been saying, heaven will come. Where is heaven? Please show us. What have you done? To how many million people you have given blankets or donations or what?" You know, they will be critical or criticizing towards the task which we are doing on behalf of Baba, but it does not disturb Baba. Baba does not start questioning to Himself, "Oh well, you know, what kind of children I have found on the earth, you know. It would have been better, you know, some, you know, different. Are these the children? Are they really, you know, pure people? Do pure people work with this speed?" Does Baba question, ever question? In any murli, in any meeting? I have never seen that. But whenever He comes, what He says? What He says? Wah, 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 wah. We know we are not wah, wah. We know we are not. Because as much Baba is doing for us, we were supposed to really put upside down everything on the earth just to fulfill His directions. But we didn't turn all stones possible to get the task done. We know that very well. But this does not confuse Baba. It does not put Him out of His role. And then He does not sit like this. "Okay, you all instruments, you all servers, you all were supposed to do this. You have not. Now what is my role?" No. He knows this one was supposed to do this till this meeting, but he does not ask any question. He comes, very sweet children, very sweet. Wow, wow, bachi, lovely children, very sweet children. Why? So God's consciousness, He does not, you know, scroll or gambles between the opposites. He stands on the truth. And we always start, you know, scrolling our consciousness between right or wrong. Right or wrong. Who's this much for him, that much for me. He does not do that. He, for everything he knows, it's my duty. I am Father. I have to give. It's me. That's it. If children have not done that, this is Baba's problem. As just in the recent Murli, you could hear when 27,000 brothers and sisters came and not all can see and feel Baba to the same extent in physical form, and they are sitting in far distance. Thousands are sitting outside that venue where God is sitting, and thousands, they lived in tents where there are no facilities. So for all that, he didn't raise the fingers towards the servers, but he said, okay, we will definitely pay attention, we shall see. We will think. Do you remember what Baba said? So, Baba could do like that. Okay. Oh, 3,000 didn't get accommodation. Okay, sister, please stand up. The one who is responsible for accommodation, tell me why they didn't get. This was your role. Did Baba do that? So, if he is showing that truth, how to personalize spiritual truth by personally doing that. How can I stand and throw my responsibility and just only put a list of questions? Why, how? How can I do that? He's demonstrating, not just talking, you know. I have to do. That is why he has given me the title Master God. What else can describe the set of the expected, the norms of expected behavior other than this title? What else? God is in front of me. He is showing me how act has to be done. And he is giving me the title Master God. That's it. Did he said, Ivan Ivanovich, you are Master God. And Sansanovich, you are not Master God. You are Master Hanuman, something else. You know. Ivan Ivanovich means any person. Master God, to all, Master God. So what's my role? No question. What's my role? Give through all senses, give through all limbs, giving. And how long? Till heaven has come. To how many? To the whole world. No time limit. So when I stabilize myself in this true consciousness. And why true? Because this is also true form of mind. I am in the body. This is truth. This is not an imagination. Body is not imagination. But this is secondary reality. My primary, original, eternal truth is that I am soul. And soul has to develop to the extent of the godliness, godlihood. Not G, small g, but big G, to godlihood. When I rise to that level, for that I have to definitely experience all those doing those responsibilities which are being rendered, or experiencing all those services which are being done by God for the humanity. I can't just stand and ask the question, how many years I have to keep smiling and forgiving this sister? How many years I have to keep... Okay, how many years Baba is smiling? How many years Baba is smiling and forgiving? Yes, anybody? Every time. And if he is playing that role, I have to just follow. Yes, if there was complete darkness in front of me, no one else before me has ever done that, question can arise. But Bab Dada is still doing in front of me, Mama didn't went, Dadiji didn't went, and so many special jewels didn't went, and now they are doing, how can I stand? So just follow. Just follow and create the beauty and fragrance of harmony and unity. That is our role. And lastly, two more very, very important aspects of this understanding or this knowledge. What's my role? You know, sometimes role seems to be contradictory. I have come to Baba, I am in knowledge, I understand, I am a soul, and soul has to be family things, that you are wife, you are women, and wife's duty, social obligation or religious obligation is to produce the children, to create the family, or to live like as the whole world is living, right? So what's my role? So for new seekers on the path of perfection, this may lead to confusion. But we know how we have crossed that. So there is one thing Baba has told us forever, that do not please get lost into the confusion of Maya's obligations. Roles or the parameters, norms set for us on the basis of false notion about me should not definitely be fulfilled. Understand? Any kind of duties or roles put on me based on false notion about myself. My true identity is I am a soul. My temporary identity and false identity is I am wife or woman of so and so. So this is how I always test with litmus paper the color of my decision, or whether I am taking right steps. So Baba says, sit on the throne like a king, and soul is king. And when I am on the throne, my intellect will give right decision. Although everybody will tell me in the family, you did wrong, but I know I did right. Because right decision, or true decision, or then third dimension of righteousness or religiousness is beneficial decision. It ultimately is of benefit for me and also for the one who today does not see the benefit. So this is what is the role of Creator. Even if people believe in God as Creator, so they see in creation, in world, in nature, harmony. Harmony and beauty, unity. No elements work in opposition with each other. They work in concordance with each other, in harmony with each other. They do not play the roles to harm each other. They all assist in playing the role of, you know, so that every element can give happiness to the humanity. Isn't it? So therefore, they may say me, why you go early morning to the class? Why you do these things in the center? Because this time you could give to your children. This time you could give to your... But I know. I know time. I know whose direction these are. So not just to become conscious about truth, conscious of truth about me, but also to be conscious of truth about time will tell me what role I have to play and what is the time now it's the time when whole world needs the spiritual growth, because spirit is dying, is dead already at the cost of physical, scientific, technological growth. And it is deadly need. It's the world is in extreme need of that the souls should grow now. Humanity has disappeared. You know? People are dying in the number of thousands, millions every day, and we still party every day. Where is humanity? We are waiting that, oh no, none of my relative is dead. Why should I stop my party? So where is that consciousness of brotherhood? We see ourselves as we are global people, global personality, global market. But where is this global, that is the one family brotherhood consciousness? Being global does not only mean to have access to all things or technology of communications and in any physical exchange. So by sitting on the throne of King, I decide what's my role. My role is to do this, what is being told to me by God. So none of us is just being swayed away that some Brahma Kumari or Brahma Kumar or some Didi or Dadi has told us to do. No. We have seen it. We have understood it. We have felt it. What is the time? And what now God and the world needs? Therefore, I must do that. I am supposed to do that. And when I came myself in the knowledge, that was the age of 18, 17 finishing, 18 starting. And 18 years for the people, this is the age for them to show that you have to wear the white dress and to get engaged in the social or the world benefit and be like a monk or be like a monastery sister, you know. And then they would, as soon as I would go to them to give a pamphlet or invitation to come to the center, what I would hear? Oh, you, like this. Instead of, you know, they should appreciate, oh, you, why, what is bothering you? Is there anyone who has been not loyal to you? Or is your heart broken that you have gone to God? that I can play the role of benefiting the world only if my heart is broken by some resident of the world. You see? Who has set this norm? That you go to God only when some human being has broken your heart. I don't believe this. If I know God is most lovely being, then I would run to Him just now, the moment I have come to know Him. Why should I wait when I will be 60 years and I have all teeth fallen and my spine back, and I say, oh, I love you, God. I can't even utter it properly now. Why should I wait that age when today I have come to know? So this is my role. This becomes my life. And if I love you, I will love you what you do. And if I love God at the age of 18, I will love the task of word benefit which He is doing at the age of 18, and I will start helping Him. What question you have? So therefore, the understanding of time, understanding of reality about God, and understanding the truth about me will forever take us away from these loss of, you know, treasures of time and energy which we spend by repeating this question, what's my role, what this one is supposed to do. No. I have to do everything. That's it. Doors to question closed, and I'm moving ahead with you, oh my dear Father. Thank you very much for your attention. Any question? Yes?
Видите же, любые отношения, они подразумевают открытое сердце. А на сердце там же дверьки нет никакой. То это, скорее всего, как бутон. То вот какие вопросы мне нужно себе задать, чтобы сердце открылось? И второй связанный с ним вопрос. В чем разница открыть сердце перед Богом и перед людьми?
Let me translate. Half question I have heard and half I have yet to listen. The question is that heart does not have any doors. Okay, this is what she's saying. Heart does not have any doors, but still hearts get close. You see? You like that expression? So how we can open the hearts to God? Kaak me moshe mat krich, sesh se bogan. Dash to jilach to svayu sirsu. Okay, how, although heart does not have door, but when heart gets closed, which is without door, how to open the door? Of the, how to open the heart? Did you catch the question? Vero, you will answer? Who will answer? Yes, because you are also teachers thing, yes? Anyone who can speak in English and answer this? Okay. Just speak the thing.
Didi Sudesh said that gratitude opens the heart.
Gratitude opens the heart. Yes, agree. What Baba says? Always say, wah, wah, wah. Yes, wah, wah attitude. Okay. Anyone else? Yes. Yes. Okay, the sister who is facing conflict from the family side and on another side from God, she knows that she has to be pure. Okay, I tell you in my personal case that when I was born and brought up in a family which I think that was one out of million families who do everything for the child so that they can be educated and do. Yes, I come to that. So what I learned in the society is that if family is giving you everything, if mother and father are pouring their resources and prosperity on you, your duty is to then take care of them. But when that time started, 18 years onwards, when I had to think of rendering my duties to them, I understood that now the world needs this. God has come. So there were two thoughts. I have to fulfill my duty to this family who has given me everything, education, resources, sustenance, lot of food, dresses. And now when I am ready, I say bye-bye. I am going to serve the world. Yeah? But again, who am I? I am a soul. This is my first truth. And my true father and permanent father is God. So the principles of the spiritual wisdom are the base, should become the basis for my decision. And then the outcome of this will encompass everything which I am supposed to do for this family also. Because when I act on the basis of this spiritual truth, then the outcome is that I am able to create, give happiness to thousands. And these thousands, their blessings, their happiness, their progress, spiritual progress, is going into the account of those parents who taught me, who helped me to grow to that extent that I can serve the world. Isn't it? This is one thing. And similarly, in case of purity or responsibility towards my life partner, as society is teaching me, and sometime they may go to the extent by defaming me or making me feel guilty, saying, oh, you have given me sorrow, I'm suffering, you know, I'm sick because of this. Or they may go to the extent of announcing that they would commit suicide if I don't change my decision, you know. So again, in that case, the same thing. Hundreds and hundreds of the souls I have seen facing this situation. And if not all 100, but 99 or 98%, when they followed the spiritual truth and took the decision or remained firmed on the decision of leading the pure life, but at the same time seeing others or the partners, the husband as soul, to whom they are now giving the feelings of the spiritual love, mercy, forgiveness, cooperation, ultimately they could change their thinking. 98-99%. Yes, 1-2 persons which I know practically were like that if I have understood my godly duty, but the social duty which is hanged on my neck, around my neck, I'm not showing concern. I just say, no, I belong to God, I don't bother about you, I don't know what is your name. Yes, till yesterday you were my husband, but now goodbye. No, that does not work. I know I have to be pure because I know I am soul. God is saying me, but this person does not know. So my very sincere cooperation in giving spiritual care, spiritual love, spiritual company, understanding, chatting with clarity, humbleness, realizing the pain which other person would get because of body consciousness would definitely change other person. Definitely. So this is how I play the role as a soul and as the soul who is playing the role of wife of so and so. Understand? Because, okay, as a soul, I can be mother of this soul. As a soul, I can be sister of this soul. Mother too has to give love. Sister too has to give love. But this poor fellow only knows the love of wife. No problem, let me give the same dish with different cover. Right? But this one does not know the true love. The love can be of mother also, love can be of sister also. So let me give this love. But if I don't give to this poor fellow the love of a sister, love of a mother, no love at all, absolutely detached, then cry will be there, sigh will be there, revolt will be there, fight will be there, which Baba does not like. Understand? Means we have to try our best, but still if according to some very strong karma, it's not the right time for the soul to reach to that realization, then I have to continue with patience on my path. Understand? Okay? Okay? Okay. Yes. I think it's 12:30, we have to finish. Yes? You are hungry already? No? Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. Yes, sister? You have to speak in English?
Om Shanti, Didi, in relation to what you have said just, are there any moment that you say that right action means beneficial?
Mm-hmm.
And are there any moments that at that proper time, smile is not beneficial?
Actually, what you said, is there any time when?
Are there any moments that at that proper time, circumstances, smile is not beneficial?
Smile is not beneficial. Oh, Baba, you see, if the sister who is living with you has broken her leg, what is your role? To smile? No? Is this your question? This is her question?
No.
Yes, what is your question?
If, for example, the person lies.
Mm-hmm. Person lies.
Yes.
Okay.
For example.
Then you, if you smile, that is wrong. So beneficial will be when you will be angry, right? You want to say that.
Show.
Yes, show, of course, of course. How can you show without being? Okay. Okay. Sit down. Means being Dharamraj when someone is lying, right? To show that, to play that role also. Okay. So who will answer? Who will answer? Did you catch the question? That Baba has set norm for us that you have to be loving. But there are certain duties and responsibilities, again, it may be in the society, it may be in Laukik home, or it may be at the center, when the conduct of other fellow, or other person with me, or any person around me, forces me to be forceful, or aggressive, right? Then what should I do? Is it beneficial? Yes, it is beneficial. Yes, it is beneficial. It's not wrong, but again, I cannot use it a way of life. Way of life. But again, the question comes, how I am sure that this person is lying? You see? So therefore, we have to be very, very accurate in our relationships. That is why comes the importance of meditation. Most of the things Baba says do with the power of love. Most of the things. Power of yoga, power of forgiveness, most of the things. 95% of the things. For 2-3% of the things, for really critical cases, if you have to dig something from the bottom, okay, you can take the form of judge, but still inside you have to remain very positive and good in terms of your intention. Because if your intention are right and good, positive, then it won't be, it won't be creating the situation of hate or unacceptance. Your this form will be accepted. The person will feel benefit. Yes, that person will be able to see that. Okay, am I clear? Okay. Om Shanti. So now, what is our role? What is our role? To sit down and create the atmosphere of happiness. Happiness, happiness, happiness. Baba told, to give anyone happiness is the biggest act of charity. So you can remove your crowns, all this, you know. You can remove everything. Sit relaxed. You know. Om Shanti. Are you waiting for some another thing? He met me. I was too young at the time, so he met me. But every day we meet Sakar Baba, you know, we listen Murli. There's meeting with Sakar Baba. And for Sakar Baba, this was final forever. I am Father of Humanity. That's my role. And Father of Humanity means endless caring, endless sustenance. That is, he put himself on the role of Father, his foot on the. So we also, Baba says, you are world mother and father. If not mother and father, then world sisters and brothers. At least that much we have to accept and perform. Okay, Om Shanti.